the Simply Delsa podcast, where we celebrate living life one story at a time. I'm Delsa Saunders Bailey, an independent author and self-publishing consultant who loves stories and loves to share stories through my romantic suspense novels and by helping others reach their publishing goals. I specifically like to help those who want to write as a tool to help boost their businesses. And those folks I refer to as bookpreneurs. Today, our guest is a bookpreneur. And when I mention bookpreneur, it doesn't necessarily mean that the book is the basis for their business, but it can also be a product or a great business card that promotes their expertise. Dionisio Torres is our guest today, and I'm so excited. He's a bookpreneur. He's also a motivational speaker, and he uses his book as a fantastic business card and a product for his motivational speaking business. Although I believe Dionisio's book was written not just as a business tool. Today, I want to talk to you about your book, Dionisio, because it's a tool that helps other people deal with a very, very serious topic. Now, that topic affects youth at risk, and it's something that Dionisio knows all too well. I just finished reading your book, and I have to tell you, my heart was so touched. I did shed tears reading your book, because at a young age, Dionisio, you suffered a horrible tragedy that you've turned into a treasure trove of wisdom that has to be shared. I mean, all youth and young adults need to hear the message that you're sharing. So first of all, I want to welcome you today so you can help share that information. Thank you for coming on board.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and good morning to you and to the millions of listeners you have.
Oh, to God's ears, yes.
And like I said, thank you for inviting me and for giving me the chance to talk on this platform. And I'm glad that I'm here, and let's get started.
Okay. You know, like I said before, your book really touched me. I really could not put it down. And I want you to tell your readers, first of all, what the title of your book is and why the title of your book.
Well, my title of my book is called My Second Chance with a New Vision. And the first part, I got my second chance because every time since the first motivational speech I did, I always said I always had a second chance in life. So once I got a chance to do the book, I was thinking about a title. So I got my second chance. And I was thinking, what can go good with that? And I put a new vision, because even though I lost my sight at a young age, the vision I had was different than the one I have right now.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, when you were writing this book, because you describe everything so vividly, you're almost there with you going through the experience. Was it difficult reliving the moments when you lost your eyesight when you were shot?
No, not because it doesn't impact me, but it doesn't impact me no more as a certain way that it used to, because when I go do my public speaking, that's what I talk about. So I'm just so used to it that I can't say it's affect me. It gets to me certain parts of the story, like in the middle, I can't lie. I get choked up a little every time I say it, but it doesn't affect me like the first time I spoke about it.
You know, it's amazing. I outlined a quote that you have in your book. It said, losing my vision gave me a new way of seeing things. Over the past years, I've learned to see people with my heart and not with my eyes. Is that why you went into motivational speaking?
You can say that. why I say that is because I'm not saying it's me, it's probably now majority of people. And sadly, that's the way that we all think, is that a lot of times we value people let's say, how they address, how they act, without even knowing them. So without me being able to see the people, you know, I judge them from the heart, from the way they think, not out of what they have, who they hang out with. You know, since I can't see none of that, the only way I can judge them is by the heart. And a lot of times that's how you get better understanding how persons are or who you're dealing with. And the motivation, it's I'm a weird kind of person once you get down to it, but that's why I wrote that line. Just that's how now I how I see the people.
That's amazing. I mean, that's a perspective we all need to have, you know, not to look at what's on the outside. Connect with the people on the inside. And I think that's what you do. I was reading one of the reviews from one of your former teachers, and he said that you connect with your audience so well that he described one particular, maybe it's just every time he's seen you, that you can connect with youth at risk, that they stop, that they listen, that they pay attention to you. How do you think you actually connect with them? Is it because you're actually walking up on stage with your heart ready and open, or is there something that you're telling them? What are you telling them that's making them stop and listen?
I guess you can say it's everything combined, because when I go speak, everything it's that I come out, I never have nothing written down. So every time you hear me speak, there's always something different that I say. So when you speak from the heart, you get to more people like that, because you, like in my case, a lot of people can see their self in my shoes because I went through this stuff. I'm not going up there talking about something that I haven't personally been through. And I guess a lot of times people, when, because I witnessed that, a lot of times when I was in school, that you used to go to school and sometimes people, motivational speakers, used to go to the type of schools we went to, let's say in the South, in Atlanta, and the kids were like, they used to be asking themselves or telling each other, he hasn't been when we went through, so how does he know how we feel? And I guess since I grew up in that type of environment, and that's the type of environment I go speak at, they relate a little bit more to my story. That's what I think.
I think you're right. I do think you're right. Now, you and I have a friend that's in common, Pauline. Pauline, she's always telling me about all the great things that you're accomplishing. But one of the things she's always telling me, that you have a great sense of humor.
Yes, yeah, she's sitting right across from me, I think. Yes, she's right there. And yes, I do. But like I explained to people, Vinicio is the more serious guy, this more serious guy. That's me when I go speak. That's me when I do interviews and stuff like that. Junior is like the friendly, the one that likes to dance, the one that goes out and do probably some stuff that, you know, the next day has his head hurting, thinking about stuff. But, you know, and that's the weird thing about it, that I'm not, I guess a lot of times I think that what I do don't count, but I motivate people, not just sometimes by my mouth, but by my actions, because a lot of times the people that are around me don't tell me, to be honest, until they have like two drinks in their head. So their truth comes out about, oh, we see you doing this, and, you know, we don't know how you do it, but it just something that I had to get used to, you know, never thought I was going to get used to the life I'm in right now, but it's something that I have to deal with it, you know, because if I never dealt with it or got got, how can I say that, used to it, or I wouldn't be where I'm at. Basically, if I haven't accepted it 11 years ago and I would still be living with that pain and with that thought in my head, I honestly wouldn't be here where I'm at right now.
Well, you know, what you're doing is fantastic. And I know you are affecting so many people's lives and so many that you'll never even know about. When they pick up your book or when they hear your voice, they hear your stories, you are, you know, projecting something positive into their lives and probably changing a whole lot of lives out there. Now, tell us, where can we get your book and how can we book you for a speaking engagement?
Well, you can find my book in Amazon, and the title is My Second Chance with a New Vision by Denicio Torres. But the word second is actually the abbreviation, the number 2 in the. And also, if I ever do a speaking engagement and you're there, I'll have the books personally. So you can get them from there also. And the way to contact me is through my Facebook, Denicio Torres, D-I-O-N-I-C-I-O, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. I don't have no business Facebook. That's my personal Facebook. So y'all basically will see everything I do. And sometimes I try to post motivational stuff or funny stuff or stuff like that, or when I do my speaking engagements, I actually put them where I do them at. Okay. Or my email also is drt.denicio1@gmail.com, and Denicio again is D-I-O-N-I-C-I-O the number 1@gmail.com.
fantastic. Wow. Well, you know, you're such an inspiring young man. I want you to just keep it up. Don't ever stop. Just keep on moving forward. And I just want to ask you, I normally ask my guests for some sage advice, you know, and you're too young for sage advice, aren't you? But now you have, you've had the experiences that a lot of old people haven't had. So, what would be your advice? I'm going to make that sort of a two-level question. Mm-hmm. Your advice to people who want to write, since, you know, my platform is about writers. Mm-hmm. And the second one is, what advice would you have to someone, to a young person who feels that they don't have any place to go, or they feel that they may be at risk, and can you help them? How do you have some advice for them?
Okay. Yes, the first question for the writers, honestly, is not as hard as sometimes we make it seem. You know, it's so much easier to do it once you get into it. You know, a lot of times, like I say, it's the biggest barrier sometimes that we have is not the people around us, it's our own self. Because a lot of times we put ourselves more down than what other people put ourselves down. So once you get to it, like in my case, I always try to put myself into stuff because I don't like talking about nobody else. But in my case, at first I didn't want to write because I thought it was just, it's too hard. I'm not going to be able to do it. The processes, the editing, the all that stuff that comes with the book. But once you know somebody, like in my case, Miss Pauline, you know, she was a great help with that, with the editing, with helping me or pointing me to the direction where to go next. So for the writers, if I can do it, that I'm visually impaired, 00 vision, you know, it's what's stopping you? You know, there's nothing that can stop you. You can say this, well, if you can do it, I can do it, basically.
Yep, you let nothing hold you back. That's for sure. Yep.
Okay, and the second question is about, you said about the youth. Yeah. Okay. With them is that, you know, a lot of times, if you are hearing this, I hope it gets to the teenagers' ears also. You know, sometimes in life we try to stick in with some crowds that a lot of times we don't really want to hang out with them, or you don't want to hang out with them. But since that's what everybody is doing, you know, you think that's the best thing to do. And so it's in majority of the cases, gangs, drugs, like I said, they all fall into the same category. You end up dead or in jail. And anybody that went through their life, there's no one that has had a good outcome. You know, because once you fall in jail, that you're there. Sometimes 5-10 years, sometimes for life, just for some decisions that you made. With the drugs, you might start with weed, alcohol, but they're just gateway drugs. Then you go on to crack, heroin, crystal meth, the harder drugs. And in my case, what I can tell y'all is that, you know, I had a second chance. You know, a lot of other people didn't get their second chance. You know, that's why I'm happy because I'm here. I'm happy because I can talk about it, you know, but, you know, you still have to go through stuff. Like in my case, I had to go through depression. I talk about that in my book a little. I had to go through suicide thoughts because I never thought that I was going to end up blind, you know, like that. I always thought I was going to end up dead or in jail. Those were two things I always thought about. I never thought I was going to end up with a disability. So, you know, it's a lot of times people tell us stuff, older people, because they're wiser, but we don't want to listen to them because we just think that they just telling us because they don't want us to be happy or because they just mean. But it's actually the opposite of that. A lot of people that tell us stuff is because they went through it personally and they don't want to see us go through that same path that they went through back in those days.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was good.
Back in our olden days, yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing. If you look at it, it's nothing different. Like gang violence and stuff like that. You know, yeah, I had that in those days, and we have it now. So it's just a lot easier, basically a little bit more elevated now than back in the days. But you know, that's what we think. So I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, 'cause I'm not that old. What, 27, so, you know, I was 16 when I lost my vision, so, but.
Wow. So you're telling them if they don't feel comfortable with the group to move on, don't hang up with that group anymore, right?
Yes, because at the end of the day, if they hang out with those groups, and I always say this, especially in high school and middle school, you know, let's say you're in high school. Once you graduate from high school, and we all witnessed this, that once you graduate from high school, that same crowd that you was in high school really doesn't matter because they all take the different roads. So what you're trying to live up to now at let's say 14 to 18, you know, it's temporary because once you graduate, I'm pretty sure if you have 100 friends in high school, when you're 30, there's probably going to be one or two that you still probably talk to at that age. So what you're trying to follow right now, well, once you look back at it, once you're old, you're just gonna think, well, that was dumb.
Well, like I said, you are a treasure trove of wisdom. Thank you.
Yeah, that was dumb. I guess it's just life, you know. And my parents, I was always that. They always gave me talks and stuff like that. You know, unfortunately, I didn't listen to them. But, you know, my dad always used to tell me stuff and some word of advice and wisdom and stuff like that. But, you know, they never listened to him.
Yeah, it's hard when you're young, you know, it's hard. Well, Dionisio, thank you so much for joining us today. And I love talking to you. We're going to have to do this again. I might have to bring you back for another podcast.
Well, I'll be glad to come, like I said, and thank you and thank your millions of listeners for listening to this. Buy my book, you know, My Second Chance with the New Vision. And I was, like I was telling Miss Pauline, and what she told me, don't say that people shouldn't see it as a purchase. They should see it as an investment in other people's life, which is true. You know, like I told her a little before we got on here that, you know, I don't see the purchase of as my book as an income. If I sell 400 books, that's 400 books. It's 400 people I can change. That's the way I see it. I don't see it as money. It's, for me, it's never about, it has or never will be about the money. Because if I change a life in the time I have here in this world, I think I did at least something good.
So, wow. You are amazing. You are an amazing person. Now, I'm going to wrap it up now until next time, and I'll be talking to you again soon. Today's podcast was brought to you by SimplyDilsa.com and Good Show Publications. Visit SimplyDilsa to keep up with the Spurlings, the romantic series that is devilishly delicious and dangerous for a woman who is the obsession of more than one wealthy man. The problem is, the one she loves is the one who may be the most lethal of them all. You'll have to read Dreams Thrown Away, Split Images, and No Tears for Dead Men to see if she can survive them. If you want to learn more about writing and publishing, especially independently, keep up with the Simply Dilsa blog, also at simplydilsa.com. Subscribe to the Simply Dilsa newsletter. Today's background music is Surface by Lockspeaks.